Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey, it's Brendan. I'm always asked, Brendan, why can't I make change stick? Why is it when I have a big goal or a big dream, or I know I need to change some behaviors and I start towards them, I just kind of fall off momentum, or I don't keep at it? You know, I have that big New Year's goal to stay fit and healthy, and then it's gone by February, you know? Or I want to start that new diet, and I break off after a week or a month at it. Or I have this new behavior change. I want to be nicer as a parent, or nicer as an employer, or I want to be more kind with other people, but I find myself getting angry and impatient with them all the time. I want to change, but I can't. Why can't I make it stick? Well, this is a session about that. You know, the first two primary reasons that most people don't make it stick is A, they really didn't want the change. I'm gonna assume that's not you, but just let's talk about other people for a moment. You know, have you ever noticed that sometimes that people kind of fool themselves into what they think they want and they don't really want it? Meaning, if change isn't sticking in your life, it's because you're being too casual about change. You're thinking, you'd be nice if I lost some weight. Yeah, it'd be cool to, you know, be nicer to people. But it's not a change you really deeply connect with. It's not an ambition, a goal, a dream, a vision, an intention, a purpose
that you have identified and you feel emotionally compelled and connected to. It's something you feel like you have to do or you should do, not something you feel compelled to do as a human being. And so sometimes to get change to stick, you need to stick back to your priorities. You need to find out your values, your purpose, something that is deep inside of you that demands that you do it. Something deep inside that connects you with change and makes you want to do it, that you feel pride in do it. It would make you feel alive. It'd make you feel true to who you are. It'd make you feel congruent or a person of integrity to do those things. If change is just something like, yeah, I'll do it someday, it's not gonna be important. It's not gonna stick. At least not the levels in which you do it for a lifetime or you do it at a major level. I would say another reason change doesn't stick for a lot of people is because they don't focus on that change daily. They came up with the idea, they wrote some goals about it one day, they were all excited, they could remember the goals for a couple days and then the goals went away and they moved on to the next distraction, the next idea, the next thing, and they lose that connection again with the goal, with the dream. And that's the problem. It's just a problem of attention. The first one's a problem of real motivation and connection with the change that you want. The second one is a problem of attention. It just, you know, it kind of passes by. So how do we solve all that? Because I bet you recognize those challenges in your own life, don't you? I mean, hasn't there been sometimes you wanted to change and you just didn't really connect with it? You don't feel motivated. You didn't focus on it. Well, here's the way to force a change in your life. 5 tips for you today. And these are, and I say, you have to force it. There's some changes that will come very easy. You feel compelled, you'll be driven. Other ones, you know you should do, but it's hard. Here's how you make it through those ones. First, write down the change and the goal every single day. Yes, write it down. I don't mean like type it in your phone one time and look at it every day. I mean, remember these things, they're pens? Remember, or a pencil? And they usually use a pen and pencil on paper. You know, what I want you to do, bust out that pen and paper and write it down every morning. What I want you to do, first thing, get out of bed, drink some water, maybe do some stretching or exercise if that's your morning routine, and then write down, what's the change? Why do you want it? Every single morning. And you're like, every morning? Yeah, until it stays, it becomes a habit, it becomes habitual that you're already doing it as a behavior, you need to write it down every single morning. Brendan, should I write the same thing down every morning? I don't know. If it comes out exactly the same way every morning that you're writing it down, cool. But most people, I don't want you to look at the old ones. I want you, every morning, blank piece of paper. What's the change I want? Why do I want it? Every single morning. That is gonna reconnect you with it. Write it down every single morning. Second idea, do it every single day. Actually schedule the change. So you're trying to be nicer to your lover. Schedule something to do for them every day. Every day, actually in your calendar, say, okay, from 2 o'clock to 2:30, I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna dream of a new way to be kinder or nicer or do something nice for them. Or if you are trying to lose some weight, you go in advance and you schedule the healthier restaurant where you're gonna go eat. You put it in the calendar and you go do the action, eat healthier, right? It has to be something that you do every day. And until you do it every day, your body will keep resisting it. At first, it's difficult, but after a period of time, you've conditioned your body that that's just what you do. Your mind looks forward to it, it anticipates it. When your mind anticipates something and you do it, it releases dopamine in your brain. It makes you happy, satisfied, fulfilled. It makes you feel like, good job, that was a goal, we did it. We're a person of integrity, we're excited now. And that's what you need to do. If you have a change you're trying to make stick, write it down every day, do it every day. Third thing you need to do, measure it every day. At the end of each day, measure yourself. Journal again, or create a questionnaire or a self-rating system that you measure yourself. How did I do in this category or these categories each day? Actually measure yourself. It's the oldest statement in the book, right, from Peter Drucker. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it. So you need to measure it. So how are you doing? If you don't look at it every day, you let yourself off. You know, a couple weeks go by and you go, oh, I, I forgot, I'm not even doing it. So it has to be a close of day. At the end of your day, that's when you measure the change. And you want to measure things like, how well did I do it? Did I feel connected to it? Is there anything else better that I could have done? And rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, I was a jerk and I didn't do it. 10, good job, stars, trophies, you know, celebration. That's what you have to do every day. Next big idea, 4th, share it. I mean, tell people about this change. Everyone around you should know about it. Hey guys, I'm going on diet, going on diet, going on diet, going on diet, going on diet. And if you're writing it and you're doing it and you're scheduling it every day, people start seeing you do it and they start cheering you on. Momentum can come from your social environment. You know what I mean? Get people to cheer you on. Even tell people you don't like, because you know what? They're gonna judge you the first time, and then as you're doing it, when you fall off it, well, I thought you said you were gonna do this, and you go, ooh, I was gonna do it. It's like, you should. Let your enemies know about the changes you wanna make. You'll tend to make them better, because now you'll be like, you know what? I better do this, because I said I was gonna. I don't want them noticing that I'm not a person of integrity and calling me out on it. So use that to your advantage. But also share it with other people. Tell your family, your friends who are supportive, who do love you, so that they can send you resources or cheer you on, get excited about it with you. Last piece, big idea. Get a coach or a comrade. Get a coach or a comrade. Get somebody who is outside of your peer circle, who's pay a coach or work with a life coach or a business coach who's a friend of yours, and have them look at it with you every week and evaluate you every week or advise you on how to do it better. And if you don't want to pay somebody or work with somebody at that one-on-one level, then here's what you need to do. Get a comrade. You know, there's no doubt that studies prove it over and over and over in goal attainment studies that when you do a new action or you're trying to institute a new behavior, if you do it with somebody else, so for example, you want to get fit, best thing you can do, get a workout buddy. Go to the gym with somebody on a regular routine, you'll stick to health longer. Go on a diet with your spouse. You'll stay on it longer than if you were on it by yourself. It's that social accountability piece. And frankly, it makes you excited. It's like a social energizer. It gives you, I'm looking forward to doing this new goal with this person. It just makes it feel more real and makes it feel more social. So give those things a try. Look, you deserve to have an extraordinary quality of life. But if every time you start a change, you don't stick to it, you can't blame your past, you can't blame today, you can't blame your circumstances. It's ultimately a matter of focus, will, and discipline. And so you have to motivate yourself for it. And so you have to focus on it daily. And so do the things we talked about, from writing it, to sharing it, to scheduling it, to doing it, to managing it, to getting a comrade. If you'll do that, you'll start getting momentum and you'll start to find yourself being more of a master of change in your life. And in this world where everything is changing, everything is so chaotic, the more that you're able to dance with that and make changes in your own life, the more you'll feel what we call the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help.
And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.